arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
A few years ago, I was at a Thanksgiving get-together and was frankly shocked by the prayer prior to Thanksgiving. It was a prayer that included thanking God for how the pilgrims killed all the Indians. And after the prayer, some of the people that were next to me said, "Boy, that was the weirdest Thanksgiving prayer I've ever heard." Later on, I approached the person that prayed and asked whether he had ever read the true story of Thanksgiving and whether he actually knew from original sources that the pilgrims actually didn't take their land by conquest. They actually mysteriously, and you can read about this in the book The Light and the Glory, the pilgrims actually were supposed to land in Virginia. They had a charter from the King of England to actually land in Virginia. But with the storms and, of course, their navigation, maybe their GPS was broken, but they actually landed about 200 miles north in what would later become known as Massachusetts. And you know that they had no charter to be there, so that's why they before departing from the Mayflower, they actually signed the Mayflower Compact, came up with the Mayflower Compact and signed that. Well, mysteriously and really providentially, the area that they landed actually had no Indians. The Indian tribe that had lived there before had all mysteriously died about a year prior to them coming, and the death was such that the surrounding Indians actually believed that the land was cursed and they were afraid to live there. But the pilgrims actually came aboard this area, and they actually were able to live in a land. This land was not owned or did not have the Indians that had been there actually had died. Well, the pilgrims actually did that first year. There were about 100 of them, and they had, you know, endured quite a bit coming across the America, but they landed in November. And winter was already there. Of course, they didn't land, you know, they weren't able to go to Hotel 6 or the Hamptons or any other, there weren't any hotels for them to go to. There weren't any houses for them to buy or rent. They had no shelter, really. And that first winter, half of them died. The pilgrims were able to meet some Indians from a neighboring tribe, and the Indians actually helped them and were able to actually show them how to hunt, how to fish, and how to farm the land. And this was very needful. And the pilgrims actually became good friends with this Indian tribe. And they had a bountiful harvest that first year. And they actually sent some men out, four men out to go to go hunt game, and they came up with a lot of game. They invited 90 Indians. And by the way, these were Indian braves. So they're warriors. If the pilgrims you were there to kill the Indians could have easily come in and wiped the pilgrims out. But they invited 90 Indians in, and they actually met for 3 days, and the Indians brought 5 deer with them, and that they had hunted. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. We're back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. We do have the live stream going. Actually started it just a few seconds ago. We are here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. But you know, it gets even better than that, because not only is a Faster PC Radio here ready to answer your computer questions, but we also have technicians in the shop ready to work on computers and resolve computer problems. And one of the things we've been talking about also is we've been talking about how you can actually, if you're in the market for a new computer, maybe you already bought a new computer. You know what? you bought a new computer and you didn't hear last week's show, you might want to go back and watch last week's show to determine whether you need to take that new computer you just bought back to the store to get another one, or maybe even spend some money upgrading your computer. So we will talk about that some more today. And of course, answer your computer questions. And again, there's two ways you can call the show, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page. We have the live video going on right now. You can type your questions into the comment section, and we'll actually answer those questions here on the show. And one of the things that we were talking about quite a bit last week, we talked about, you know, and this happens all quite often. We see customers, they go and buy a new computer. Sometimes they get a really good deal. They're spending just a little bit of money, and they think, wow, you know, this is a great deal. And they realize the computer is slow. In fact, it's slower than the computer I'm replacing. Well, what happens when you're replacing a computer with something that's slower than the one that you're replacing? Well, that's not a good thing in my book. Never a good thing to spend money. I don't care how much it is or how little it is. If you're spending money to have something that's worse than what you already had, well, that's a waste of money. You know, well, I got a really good deal. Well, you may have gotten a really good deal, but if it doesn't meet your needs, if it's slower than the one you already had, well, there's a problem. So I would not use that. I would not want a computer that's actually slower than the one that I already had. And you know, we do see customers that do this. And one of the biggest things that you want to make sure, as we talked about this last week, you want to make sure that you have, that your computer has an SSD drive. Now, what is an SSD drive? It's a solid state drive. We've actually shown on this show multiple times. We've actually shown and I don't think I'll be able to grab it because I have it in a different part of the shop. But the platter hard drive, there are platters that are kind of like CDs, although they're metal, and depending on the size of the drive, they may actually be smaller than a CD, but they are metal. They have data written on both sides of them magnetically, and there's heads that read the top of the drive, the top of that platter, the bottom of that platter. The drives have 2 to 3 platters, sometimes even 4 platters if it's a very large hard drive. These platters each have a head above and a head below, and there's an arm that moves back and forth. Data can become fragmented, which means that it's in more than one location on the drive. First of all, to get your data, if it's all in one location, that's better because it only has to get to that spot. It has to, as the drive is spinning around at 5,400, 7,200 RPMs for most computers, sometimes a little bit faster if you have a server drive or a very, very fast platter or hard drive, you're going to be spinning faster maybe, but the head has to get to that location. Of course, the platter is spinning. It has to get to the right location. The data is read, and then it's brought out over the serial ATA connection. Well, because of all the moving parts, they can fail quite a bit, and because of the moving parts and the head having to get to where the data is, it's a slow process. So you have a higher failure rate. You also have, and by the way, this is your data. Well, you know, some people say, well, I don't have any data. Well, you have pictures. Yeah. Well, that's data. You have documents. You have maybe a Word document. Maybe you have, some agendas for a homeowners association, or you might have Sunday school lesson plan, or you might have financial information on there, calculations, a spreadsheet. You might have copies of your tax forms. That's all data. And most people do have data. Some people have have more data than others. Some people have video and pictures of their family, and we've worked on computers where the son is really into sports, or the daughter's really into cheerleading, or maybe sports also, and you have a lot of pictures, you have a lot of video there. Of course, there's family vacations that there's pictures of, and literally, it's very important to maintain your data. Well, these planner drives, because they have moving parts, they're subject to failure, just like your car. Every part on your car, when you have parts that are moving, well, what's going to happen? Those parts, you're going to have issues. Eventually, those parts are going to wear out. You know, they're not going to wear out immediately. If you buy a brand new car, those parts are going to last. But, you know, after, you know, there are certain parts that need to be replaced at, so many miles. Maybe, you know, your oil, they say, well, you know, your oil may need to be replaced at 5,000 miles, depending on the type of oil you use. Your timing belt is going to need to be replaced at 100,000 miles. So, you know, there's various parts. Well, some parts you only replace them when they stop working, or when something happens where it just doesn't work properly. Well, you know, what actually happens sometimes is that you can actually, you know, with these hard drives, they have moving parts, and the moving parts, again, they're subject to failure. So the safety of your data is at risk if you have a platter drive. Always, by the way, even SSD drives do fail. So you always need to be backing up your data. We always want to encourage you to have a backup plan, whether it's to external hard drives, to thumb drives, when I say thumb drives, I'm talking about a flash drive. I'll show you on the screen what one looks like if you're watching on the video. So this has a little cap that comes off the USB port. And so, you know, that can actually go right into the USB port, and it can, your computer can read it. And these drives, we've actually had some customers that have come in with 2 terabyte size flash drives. Now, these are, I'm not sure where they got it from, but, you know, 2 terabyte, that's 2,000 megabyte or 2,000 gigabytes, actually. And so anyway, what we're talking about here is making sure you have an SSD drive in your computer. Well, you know, having an SSD drive, they're phenomenally faster and so much faster that if you ever use a computer, if you ever have a computer with an SSD, you will never go back to using a computer. You'll never want to go back, at least, to using a computer that has a platter drive for the primary drive. That's how fast they are. Well, you can go even faster if the SSD is not connected to a serial ATA connector. If it's an NVMe M2, it's even faster, like 5 to 7 times faster than a traditional SSD drive. So, and these can be a little bit tricky when you're buying a new computer. Sometimes it can be a little bit tricky. Well, ask the salesman. The salesman is not going to know, most likely. It's kind of a little bit tricky to figure that out, but we'll talk about this and also the size of the drive you need. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic, as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your computer questions. Ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. One thing that I wanted to just again let you know is, we've been talking about the importance of getting an SSD drive on your new computer. And by the way, it's not a big problem to have a platter drive, maybe for some extra storage. And if you're buying a laptop, it's a little bit tricky to figure out what ports are there, what ports you can actually use, whether it has room for an extra drive or not. My computer that I use actually does have two drives in it. I have
I don't have an NVMe slot in my computer, so I can't put an NVMe SSD in my computer. But I do have, my primary drive is a 1 terabyte, actually, SSD drive. Now, a 1 terabyte SSD drive, most people don't need a 1 terabyte SSD drive. But I use it. In fact, I'm very full on mine. I do have to constantly work on removing data, cleaning up my drive, making sure that I'm not storing too much. But I also do, because I work a lot with video and a lot with audio. We do video and audio for our church, and for our church show that's on WPSL and WCNO on Sundays, on WCNO at 8:30 Sunday mornings, also WPSL at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And we also have video of that goes up onto our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our website for our church, covenanttabernacle.com, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center for the Facebook group and or Facebook page, and then Covenant Tabernacle for the YouTube channel. So that's that's what we have out there. We're also doing video and audio here for our radio show here on Saturdays. So I have a lot of video and audio. So I do have a secondary drive that's a 2 terabyte drive. And this actually, I converted my CD drive. I bought a tray that converts my CD slot to a hard drive tray. And that's the way I was able to get a second drive in. Now, most laptops today are not going to come with a CD drive or a DVD drive. You're not going to get it. It's not going to come. And if you want one, you can still get one, but you'll need to get an external drive. And it's okay. I have an external drive. I don't use it very often, but when I do use it, in fact, I use it on other people's computers more often than I use it on my own computer. Most software comes where you download it today. You don't have to use a DVD drive for most software today. But converting a DVD slot to a hard drive is not something that you're going to be able to do these days in most cases. But what you can do, if the computer has room for a 2.5 inch hard drive or SSD drive, and it also has an NVMe slot, you can run an SSD on the NVMe, and in the traditional hard drive slot, you could either have an SSD or a platter hard drive. And why would you want a platter hard drive? Well, they're less expensive per gigabyte. So if you were to buy a 2 terabyte, that's 2,000 gigabyte SSD drive, it would be phenomenally expensive, very expensive. But if you were to buy a 4 terabyte drive, and they even make 8 terabyte drives, they're astronomically expensive. It's not something that most people would need, and it's not something that most people would be able to afford either. But the 2 terabyte platter hard drive, is affordable. So that's an option. By the way, one interesting thing with laptops, when you get above 2 terabytes, the drives are higher, and a lot of laptops don't have the room for drives that are larger than 2 terabytes. The platter drive that are 2 terabytes. If you want to go above 2 terabytes, in most cases, your only option is an SSD drive. But again, it's going to be very expensive. Most people don't need it though. But what we do see sometimes is some customers, they'll buy computers that have an SSD drive, but they actually buy one that has too small of an SSD drive. And so we're going to talk about, first of all, what your bare minimum size should be, and then also how you can determine how much space you're currently using on your current computer, and whether you can actually what size drive you actually need with your new computer. Now, one thing is that, you know, we do see some customers, they'll buy a computer that has a soldered SSD drive that's either 32 gigabytes or 64 gigabytes. And what happens is 32 gigabytes is just barely enough room to get your operating system on there. And you're not going to have much room to install any programs. You're also not going to have hardly any room for data. So what's the solution there? Well, the solution is to use cloud storage. And a lot of these, they're cloud ready, you know, where you're going to store your data actually with maybe OneDrive, Microsoft OneDrive, or with Google Drive. You know, Microsoft will give you 5 gigabytes for free. You can have, if you pay for Microsoft 365, you can get 100 gigabytes included in that. Google will give you 15 gigabytes of data for free with their Google Drive. So there are a few ways that you can do it. And of course, you can pay Google for extra space as well. Well, and then your data would actually be in the cloud, and you would access it when you want to work on that file. You would actually access it, and it wouldn't actually be on your computer. But you run into problems, like what happens when you need to install a Windows update? Well, you probably don't even have room to download the Windows update on your computer. So what ends up happening is that your computer gets out of date, where you don't have the latest Windows updates, or you have to get an extra thumb drive, plug it into the computer, and then the update goes onto that drive, and then your computer is just barely able to install that. So if you buy a computer with an SSD drive, make sure that you're not getting one that's only 32 gigabytes or 64 gigabytes. And we will talk a little bit later in the show, as long as we have time, we'll talk a little bit later in the show about what types how you can determine the size of drive that you need. But right now, we have a caller. Don is on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Don. How can we help you today?
Dory.
Oh, Dory. Sorry about that. Dory, welcome to a Faster PC Radio.
Thank you. I'm not sure my issue is what you're talking about. I'm not so concerned with how fast my computer is doing things and storing, but I'm just having problems with the cursor. That it jumps up and down in between while I'm typing, and, you know, then I'm trying to highlight something. This is a new problem, and then it won't go there. It'll go a couple lines down, and it'll highlight something that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so do you have a laptop computer?
I can't deal with it, but...
You have a laptop computer, Dory?
Pardon?
Do you have a laptop computer?
It is. It's a HP-ENVY something. I don't know. I don't have it right here with me.
Okay. Yeah. So what?
It's new. You know, it's new. And,
right.
So, you know. I'm just really surprised. I've taken it to the Geek Squad a couple of times. They can't figure it out. I've done stuff online. They can't figure it out.
What's happening? What's happening most likely is that your computer is you have a touchpad on your computer, and depending on the sensitivity of that touchpad, anytime your hands get close to it, there's a potential that the computer will think that you touched it. And sometimes you can actually touch it when you don't intend to touch it. And that's what's happening.
I've said that before, and I don't, I've tried to be really aware of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not even, you know, I mean, I'm in the middle of typing, and it just starts
Well,
bounces up a couple of lines and starts typing in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, that's the touchpad. I can guarantee you that's the touchpad. What you can do, what I would suggest you do, is change your touchpad settings, and I'll show this on the screen. It's going to be different depending on your computer, but look in the lower right-hand corner, first of all. Near the clock, you may see a symbol that looks kind of like a touchpad. Or if it's not there, you'll have a little arrow. Click on that arrow. Mine doesn't have a symbol that looks like a touchpad, but it does have a symbol here. And you can actually point to each of the icons, and a little pop-up will pop up and tell you what that is. So mine has a Synaptics pointing device. I can click on this. And then I can click on pointing device properties. What you want to do is, first of all, go through the various settings on this, because there are a lot of settings that come in previous operating systems. They've come disabled, but with Windows, starting with Windows 10, Microsoft started enabling many features that if you knew about them and you wanted them to happen, they probably would be very helpful to you, or they could be very helpful to you. But most people, it's an issue. So go through the options here, but go to device settings. And again, yours may be different because you may not have a Synaptic. And if you have a Synaptic, you might have a different version. But if I click on settings here, there are a lot of settings. So you know, you can enable buttons, you can enable tapping. You know, you can disable this. By default, this is enabled. I think the drag and drop is enabled by default. There's also multi-finger. Sometimes if you press, I've turned all this stuff off because it can be very tricky when you accidentally touch your touchpad with two fingers instead of one, and then all of a sudden it does something really weird. I've had times where my screen starts expanding or you know, you start rotating things.
Right. So
there's various settings, and you can turn these off by just unchecking. You see, if it's checked, it's enabled. If it's unchecked, it's disabled. There's three finger settings, there's four finger settings, there's also advanced, there's palm tracking. Now palm tracking will actually watch your palm. Even if you're not touching it, it'll watch where your palm is and sometimes it might actually think that you meant to click when you actually didn't even click. You also have sensitivity. You can change this to where it requires a harder touch. That's something that you can do. There's also edge motion, where it kind of you get to the edge and it kind of says, well, you know, I think he was intending, or she was intending, to continue on. So that's one thing there. So you can check those settings. You also have, and we're going to run just out of, you know, we're running close on time, but when you click on settings, and you can actually go to touchpad, and there are additional touchpad settings in the touchpad, and some computers give you the option of turning the touchpad off if you have a USB mouse attached to it. And most laptops also have a button that'll turn it off. I would say use a mouse, turn it off, and see if the problem goes away. Most likely it will. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them.
Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Of getting into settings one more time for that last caller and anyone else that may be having this same type of problem. I mean, I've seen this on my own computer. I've had this happen to me. Don't let this happen to you. Well, it's happened to me, and I've had to learn, different ways of changing the settings on my touchpad, and also learning to keep my hands away from the touchpad. And, I've also turned off the palm tracking and some of the other features that can make a change there. Well, one thing that you want to do
to get to settings, you know, I mentioned going into settings earlier, and I might have been a little bit too quick on that. May not have verbally described that quite clearly enough. I did show it on the screen for those that are watching on Facebook, but for those listening on the radio, I always want to try to verbally answer and verbally describe this. So we're going to just click on the start button. That's in the lower left-hand corner of the computer on the taskbar. By the way, you may have moved your taskbar to a different place, but if your taskbar is at the bottom of the computer, the start button will be in the lower left-hand corner, unless you're using Windows 10, where it'll be closer to, it'll be on the left side of the center part of the taskbar. But anyway, we'll click start. We'll go up to this gear, and it actually says settings when we go to that. We'll click, and then you can actually type touchpad in the search field and click on touchpad settings. Now that brings you up to the touchpad settings. So this is just some real basic stuff. So there's most sensitive, high sensitive, medium. Right now mine's on medium. You can turn it down to low if you want. Lower sensitivity will help with this type of a problem. You can also go to additional settings, and that will open up your whatever it is, whether you have a Synaptic or you have another brand touchpad, it'll open up the settings for that, and you can go into that, and you can see, actually, it is possible. You know, I mentioned earlier going to the tray icon. It's possible to even remove the tray icon. So if the tray icon's not there, you wouldn't be able to get into your touchpad settings that way. You would actually have to go through the Windows settings and then actually click on additional settings to get there. But again, I can tell you that those additional settings, the one finger, the multi-finger, the two finger, three finger, four finger, the rotation, there are so many things, the palm tracking. I guess I haven't turned mine off, but I've turned mine where it's very minimal. My sensitivity is very, very light. So also there's the edge motion that's turned off on mine. So I would turn off as many of these features, unless they're features that you want. And you can remember, hey, if I tap with three fingers or I do this with two fingers, I can make something happen. If I click, tap with four fingers, you can actually invoke certain actions. But you have to remember those, and then you have to remember that you could accidentally do that. And I have actually, had my computer zoom on the browser, and I remember. I mean, we had shows on this. Well, why is my computer zooming? Well, this is why. We had shows when Windows 10 first came out. People were having problems with this, and I was having it as well. So those are some things you can do. And then again, every laptop has a touchpad and a touchpad key on the keyboard that will actually turn off the touchpad. And you can actually look at that, and it'll actually look kind of like a touchpad. What we're talking about with a touchpad is it's instead of using a mouse, you're actually moving your finger across the touchpad, and then there are buttons. Sometimes the buttons are clearly delineated. Sometimes they're separate buttons. Sometimes they're just one button there. And sometimes, depending on the laptop, it might just be that you click at the bottom part of the touchpad. So, it's going to be different with different laptops, but there's going to be a button that you can turn the whole thing off. And with some touchpads, you have the option of turning the touchpad off when you connect a USB mouse. That's very convenient, because when you disconnect the USB mouse, it's automatically enabled. But again, the button on your keyboard is also very, very helpful, because that button on your keyboard will automatically turn it off, and then you can turn it back on at will. So that can help you, hopefully. Now, we were talking earlier about hard drive size. Now, for most people, you know, we talked about 1 terabyte size. You know, most people don't need a 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes. Most people can get by with a 250 gigabyte hard drive. And I would use, again, an SSD drive. Some people can get by with a 120 gigabyte drive. So they're going to be anywhere from like 120 to 128 gigabytes. Different drives have different sizes. But I'm going to show you, and I'll verbally describe this as well, how you can tell how much data you're using on your current computer to gauge how big of a drive you need in the computer that you buy if you're going out to buy a computer. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. The Windows key has a logo that looks like Microsoft's Windows logo. It looks like a four-pane window. Or if it's an older keyboard, it might have a what looks like the Windows flag, but it's still separated by four panes. Some cheap keyboards will have WIN, and I've even seen one. I was actually talking to a customer recently where I was saying, your keyboard has a key that looks like a four-pane window. And she said, I don't see it. And I was describing where it is, and I told her it's right to the left of the Alt key, the left Alt key. In most cases, most keyboards, that's where it is. Well, she said, well, there's a blank key there. I said, well, you have a really cheap keyboard, because they didn't even pay enough to type WIN. So the thing is, the manufacturers of the keyboard have to pay Microsoft a certain amount of money to use that logo. So some of them just put WIN, and some of them are so cheap they don't even put WIN. But anyway, in most cases, it's going to be a four-pane window. Hold that down, and then there are several key combinations you can do with that exercise various functions. We're going to press E for Explorer or Edward, and that will launch the Windows Explorer. And then what we're going to do is we're going to actually right-click on your C drive. Now, by the way, when I right-click on my C drive and I go to Properties, and I'm going to right-click on the C drive, and I see this in the left-hand pane under this PC, I can also click on this PC, and then I'll see my drives, and I'll go there. Now, when I right-click and I go to Properties, I would not recommend that you fill up your computer as your hard drive as full as mine is. Mine is very full, almost full to the max, and I'm constantly having to move video and audio files off of it. And I'm working on it. It is actually better than it was, believe it or not, a month ago. But hopefully I'll get it down to where I get more of the videos up on the web, and I can take them off. I'm moving them off to an external hard drive, actually two different external hard drives. So in case, you know, one is damaged or stolen, and they're going to be in different locations as well. So, you know, that way I have an extra location, extra backup there. But anyway, I'm going to click on Properties here. And you can actually see how much space you're using. Now, again, I'm using almost a terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes. Now, this is going to list this in bytes. Now, 1,000 bytes are in a kilobyte, and 1 million bytes are in a megabyte, and 1 billion bytes are in a gigabyte, and there's 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte, which would be a trillion bytes. But you also have it over to the right in where it says gigabytes. Now, one thing to note, and one thing to caution you here, is that technically each kilobyte is 1,024 bytes, but hard drive manufacturers round it down to 1,000. So that's when you notice I'm actually using 993 gigabytes of my hard drive, of my SSD drive space. But over here to the right, it says I'm using 924. Well, once you get up to 924, those extra 24 kilobits per, or those extra 24 bytes per kilobyte, they add up to where they make quite a bit of difference. So kind of look over here to the right, or maybe you could just go over here to the left and just maybe add 10%. But a lot of people, a lot of our customers, most of our customers are using less than 100 gigabytes of data. And if you're using less than 100 gigabytes of data, I would recommend a 250 gigabyte drive, although you might be able to squeeze by as long as you're not going to do anything else. You're not going to store any additional data on your computer. You might be able to squeeze by with a 128, but really you're probably safer to go with a 250 gigabyte drive. And, this is what we're looking at here. You want to look at that number. How much of your drive are you using? How much of it's free? A lot of people have 1 terabyte drives, and we have a lot of customers that are using 50 gigabytes, 80 gigabytes. Now, one thing to notice or to know is that when Microsoft does an update, the storage space is going to expand. It could expand by, and it's going to save an old copy of your Windows as well. So you want to allow for that. It might save an extra 30 gigabytes in the download files and also the backup of your operating system. In case, and the reason they do that is in case you don't like it, in case you have a problem, you can actually roll back to the previous version. And then you can kind of wait and see if maybe they can work out a bug. Maybe it'll, go in a little bit smoother the next time you try it. But this is how you want to determine the amount of space that you're using. So before you go and buy a new computer, you actually are able to buy a new computer that is using that has the correct amount of data, that has enough data for you to use. Now, by the way, one thing that you may also want to consider is just upgrading your current computer with an SSD drive. And in many cases, this is less expensive. In fact, in almost all cases, it's less expensive than a new computer. And
we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is The True Origin of Thanksgiving. Did the Pilgrims Kill the Indians? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences.